Hey guys, and welcome to another podcast of Stock Pathshala. Today we are going to talk about IOC in Zerodha. Zerodha is a renowned discount broker in India, and like any other broker, it offers you different validities to place an order. In general, when we talk about the order validity, it is of two types, intraday and IOC. On one hand, where intraday order remains valid for the whole day, the IOC order is executed or cancelled immediately if the given entries do not match with the current market condition. In clearer terms, this order validity depicts that as soon as the order is released in the market, it is either executed or cancelled immediately. With the help of the validity of an order, the investor is the one who decides the duration for which he or she wants an order to be active in the market. This validity called IOC is the one that is of zero duration, as there is a second of time lapse between the order placement and its execution. In Zerodha Kite, you can make use of this order type by choosing the order validity. Moving forward to the biggest confusion among the traders and investors is that they confuse between the day validity and IOC validity. So let's compare them both within help of an example. Suppose you wish to buy 100 shares of Tata, there are two options available for you. First, if you buy the stocks at market price, you can place an order to buy 100 shares currently at Rs. 96 and the order is executed irrespective of the validity type of the order. In the second option, that is limit order, you wish to buy shares at a price lower than the market price as you assume that the price will fall. You place to buy an order at 95 rupees as you think that the price will reduce. If you select the IOC validity of the order, it will be cancelled as it can't be executed immediately. If you choose day validity, your order will be pending for the day and is completed when the price reaches rupees 95. One point to note here is that if the order matches partially, the partial order is executed and the rest gets cancelled. Now let's talk about IOC charges in Zerodha. Since it is the validity, the charges or brokerage depend on the product type you choose. For example, if you choose the product type intraday, then you have to pay the Zerodha intraday brokerage charges, while for delivery trade, the charges are imposed accordingly. So here if you choose the IOC validity for delivery trade, then you do not have to pay any fees. While for the intraday trading using IOC, the trader has to pay Rs. 20 per trade. However, if the order gets cancelled in any of the cases, then you do not have to pay any charges to the broker. Moving ahead to the discussion of IOC Zerodha margin. You must be wondering that can you avail leverage for executing IOC orders? And also, if you can, then how much margin does the broker provide you? The answer to these questions is very simple. Yes, you can avail the leverage and it depends on the product type you choose. So, if you choose intraday trading, then you are liable for reaping the leverage of up to 20x. On the other hand, no margin is offered if you are trading in the delivery segment. We hope that this detailed information about IOC in Zerodha has helped you to understand the concept of IOC and how you can use it if you have a Demat account with Zerodha. For more such information, you can follow us on our social media handles and the link is in the description. Thank you.